95CKNB, it's Isaac, and I'm pleased to be joined on the show today by Junior Michaud, who is a resident in this area and has actually entered into the Dream Chopper contest that is going on right now. How are you?
Hi, Isaac. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So I got to talk about this. You came in first place in your category, and correct me if I'm wrong, but first place as of last night's closing.
Yes, it closes. I had closed yesterday at 10 o'clock. We started back in the 29th of March. We were 129 contestants. Yesterday, I finished first in the group. So we're going to the quarterfinals there starting today around 10, 11. We will know more about this new chapter there. Yes.
So literally coming up in an hour then, you'll probably have an answer as to what's going to happen next, basically.
Well, as soon as they reach to us and say, okay, because right now if people want to go vote, they can't. Everything is shut down. As soon as they give us the go-ahead to start sending the link to our friends, that's what I'll do. My goal is really to start fast today and have a pretty good network of voting. So I'll try to take advantage of that and ask friends to start voting right away so we can go in a fast start.
Really quickly, too, for maybe those who don't know, the competition itself, so it's a chance to appear on Orange County Choppers, and I was wondering if you can discuss a little bit of detail about it and what it means to you.
Well, it's not really a chance to appear on the show. First of all, it's called the Dream Chopper because they asked us, you know, our dream was to have a chopper built by Paul Tuttle Sr., which is the owner of OCC. So the winner will have a chopper built for them the way they want for a value of $125,000. And then after that, you appear twice on the show to, like, the first time it's going to be the consultation, what you want on your bike. And then after that, it's going to be the reveal. You know, it's going to be at a bike rally of some kind, and then they reveal the bike. And just for everyone, for you to know, Paul, OCC are strong with teams. And me, my bike, let's say if I win, is going to be a team of Alzheimer's because I've lost my dad with that disease. So I'm going to go towards that with some purple colors into it. And I've got a few ideas. So it's mostly they build a bike for the winner. It's not the show itself. Hopefully you understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the clarification. And it's amazing to think about why you're doing this in the first place and to see how far you've come. So I'm sure you've got to be filled with joy for what's happened now.
What is overwhelming me, Isaac, is to see everybody from the community to take time stopping what they're doing and voting every day for free. I want to make sure people, it's free votes. But it's amazing to see how many businesses right now are getting involved with it. I've got a lot of local businesses that are putting some table tent with the QR code in it so people can scan and go vote for me. It's just amazing how many people are, you know, helping me with this. So it's very cool.
You've got our support, too. And once again, I wanted to say thank you for being here today.
Yes, I'd like to thank, Ronnie from 1026. I would like to thank Manon from Pizza Delight, Luke from Café Chez West, Pierre from Canadian Tire, Linda from Archway Insurance, Cici LaViolette at her club dance, Francesca from Dooley's, and Amy from Taz. Those are all people that reach out to me and help me. So I want to say thank you to all of them and all the people that take the time to vote. It's fun and it's nice to see. Hopefully we can go far with that.